It's 69 degrees in Nashville. We've got clear skies. Looks like it's going to be a sunny and warm day. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. A Nashville judge is blocking Tennessee's plan to report sick and disabled children to a state agency that collaborates with ICE. Yesterday, a group of doctors filed suit against a Tennessee law that requires children to prove their immigration status to access life-sustaining care. The law is part of an immigration package crafted in coordination with the White House and Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller. The legislature approved a change requiring the health department to share immigration information with the state's division that works with ICE. The doctor's suit argues that children could face irreparable harm or even death if their families choose not to enroll them in the program over fears of deportation. Just hours after filing, Davidson County Chancellor Patricia Head-Moskal agreed with plaintiffs and issued a restraining order to keep the state's health department from turning over children's information. Pediatrician Jill Obremski says that the damage done at a young age is hard to come back from.
You know, we also talk about, you know, death is the ultimate suffering. But there's nothing like watching a child suffer from unretractable seizures or just can't live their life with significant intervention.
One mother immigrated to the U.S. from Honduras to get help treating her daughter's cerebral palsy. Brenda, who's only going by her first name because she fears deportation, says the program has saved her daughter's life. She also says that the lives and the health of children are not a game.
La verdad, con la vida y la salud de nuestros hijos, no se debe jugar.
Oklahoma passed a similar law to Tennessee's, also as part of the White House immigration package. But so far, that state has not enforced it the same way as Tennessee. A 133-page report legitimized a conclusion that has been floating around since Winter Storm Fern hit. The Nashville Electric Service was not prepared. After hundreds of thousands of people went without power, some for more than a week, the utility promised a robust internal investigation. It hired an outside firm to do it, and the report is now available. A lot of the problems came down to infrastructure. The utility did not have a good enough system for forecasting damage. It didn't have a good way to ask for outside help or manage contractors in such a widespread emergency. That meant taking 5 days longer than usual to get the power restored. The report also said that NES is not adapted for the growth in its customer base. A few months ago, the Tennessean reported that over the past decade, the NES customer base has grown by more than 90,000 households. In that time, the NES workforce remained the same size. The paper found the ratio of NES employees to customers used to be 1 to 300 a few decades ago. At latest count, it was 1 to more than 500. Mayor Freddie O'Connell issued a statement yesterday that reads in part, "Our infrastructure and communications needs are changing, and we must adapt our systems to meet those." He said the report will help his Winter Storm Commission in its forthcoming report. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.